Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, member by Ram Goldhar, Anthony Masechus Menachos, Daf Lam, the third parak, Komets Rabba. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav said, Shmona Psukim Shiba Torah, Yachid Koroya Son of Beis Knesses. The last eight Psukim of the Torah must be read by a single person in the Beis Knesses, and they cannot be divided into two aliyahs. This apparently does not follow Rabbi Shimon's opinion in the Braisa. Rabbi Yudah or Rabbi Nechemiah says, Efshir Moshe Chai, because of Yamasha Moshe, is it possible that Moshe was alive and wrote, and Moshe died there? Rather, we must say that Yeshua wrote these Psukim. Rabbi Shimon objected, Efshir Sefer Torah Chaso Osachas, is it possible that Moshe's Sefer Torah was missing even a single letter? But the Pasuk implies it was complete. Rather, until this point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would dictate to Moshe, and Moshe would repeat it and write it. But for the final eight psukim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer, v'Moshe Kos Bedema, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would dictate, and Moshe would write with tears. The Gemara assumes that Rav holds that Yeshua wrote these eight psukim, so there was a difference. However, it answers that even if Moshe wrote them, since they were written differently, meaning with tears, they're different from the rest of the Torah. Point number two, Rav said, Olkeach Sefer Torah min ha-shuk. One who purchases a Sefer Torah from the market is kochotav mitzvah min ha-shuk, like one who grabs a mitzvah from the market. Rashi explains that he's performed a mitzvah, but writing it would be a greater mitzvah. Ksavo, malav akasav ki ukiwa ma'ar Sinai. If he wrote it, the Torah considers him as if he received it at Har Sinai. Rav Shesha says, imhegia afil osachas. If he corrected even a single letter of a Sefer Torah he purchased in the market, ma'alav akasav ki uksavo. The Torah considers him as if he wrote it entirely. And point number three, a braisa discusses a toa of Hashem. One who makes a mistake by neglecting to write the name of Hashem and records five opinions as to what he should do. Number one, Rav Yudah says, Gorer is mashakasav. He scrapes off what he wrote, but toa is mashakara, and suspends the scraped off letters by writing them above the line, but kosav as Hashem amakum agarar, and then writes Hashem's name on the place of the scraping. Number two, Rabbi Yossi says, Avtolin as Hashem. One may even suspend Hashem's name in the space above the line, and nothing needs to be erased. And number three, Rabbi Yitzhak says, Af mochek v'kosev. One may even erase, meaning blot out the wet ink and write Hashem's name on the erased space, although it's less beautiful than if the letters were scraped off after drying. Number four, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri says, Ko Hashem kula tolin. One may suspend Hashem's entire name above the line, but miksaso ain't tolin, but he may not suspend just part of it. And number five, Rabbi Meir says, we do not write Hashem's name on the place of scraped letters, nor erase letters, nor do we suspend Hashem's name above the line. Rather, Masal Kasi Yariya Kula Vagonza. He removes the entire sheet and hides it away. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Rav said, Shmona Psukim Shiba Torah, Yachid Koro Osan Bebeis Knesses. The last eight Psukim of the Torah must be read by a single person in Shul, and they cannot be divided into two aliyos. This apparently does not follow Rabbi Shimon's opinion in Braisa. Rabbi Yudah or Rabbi Nechemiah says, Efshir Moshe Chai, because of Yamasha Moshe, is it possible that Moshe was alive and wrote, and Moshe died there? Rather, we must say that Yeshua wrote these psukim. Rabbi Shimon objected, Efshir Sefer Torah Chaso Osachas, is it possible that Moshe's Sefer Torah was missing even a single letter? But the Pasuk implies it was complete. Rather, until this point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would dictate to Moshe, and Moshe would repeat it and write it. But for the final eight psukim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer, v'Moshe Kos Bedema, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would dictate, and Moshe would write with tears. The Gemara assumes that Rav holds that Yeshua wrote these eight psukim, so there was a difference. However, it answers that even if Moshe wrote them, since they were written differently, meaning with tears, they're different from the rest of the Torah. Point number two, Rav said, Olkeach Sefer Torah min ha-shuk. One who purchases a Sefer Torah from the market is kochotav mitzvah min ha-shuk, like one who grabs a mitzvah from the market. Rashi explains that he's performed a mitzvah, but writing it would be a greater mitzvah. Ksavo, malav akasav ki ukiwa ma'ar Sinai. If he wrote it, the Torah considers him as if he received it at Har Sinai. Rav Shesha says, imhegia afil osachas. If he corrected even a single letter of a Sefer Torah he purchased in the market, ma'alav akasav ki uksavo. The Torah considers him as if he wrote it entirely. And point number three, a braisa discusses a toa of Hashem. One who makes a mistake by neglecting to write the name of Hashem and records five opinions as to what he should do. Number one, Rabbi Yudah says, Gorer is mashakasav. He scrapes off what he wrote, but toa is mashakara, and suspends the scraped off letters by writing them above the line, but kosav as Hashem amakum agarar, and then writes Hashem's name on the place of the scraping. Number two, Rabbi Yossi says, Avtolin as Hashem. One may even suspend Hashem's name in the space above the line, and nothing needs to be erased. And number three, Rabbi Yitzhak says, Af mochek makosev, one may even erase, meaning blot out the wet ink and write Hashem's name on the erased space, although it's less beautiful than if the letters were scraped off after drying. Number four, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri says, Ko Hashem kula tolin, one may suspend Hashem's entire name above the line, but miksaso ain't tolin, but he may not suspend just part of it. And number five, Rabbi Meir says, we do not write Hashem's name on the place of scraped letters, nor erase letters, nor do we suspend Hashem's name above the line. Rather, Masal kasi yariya kula vagonza, he removes the entire sheet and hides it away. All right, so now we get our siman daf lamed, and our standard siman is a malamed, a Rebbe. So here goes. The malamed interrupted his class on who wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah to take the children to a hachnasa sefer Torah celebrated by a man who corrected one word in a Torah, which was delayed when an argument broke out regarding what to do when it was discovered that a Shem Hashem was skipped. Once again, slow motion. The malamed, that must move on daf lamed. The Malamed interrupted his class on who wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah, which reminds us the Gemara brings Malchukas of Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah. So the Malamed interrupted his class on who wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah to take the children to Hachnasa Sefer Torah, celebrated by a man who corrected one word in a Torah, which reminds us the Gemara discusses the schus of one who purchases or writes or merely corrects a Sefer Torah. Rav Shesha says if he corrected even one single letter of a Sefer Torah he purchased in a market, Malav Akasav Kivu Ksavu, the Torah considers him as if he wrote it entirely. So the Malamed interrupted his class on who wrote the last Epsukim of the Torah to take the children to Hachnasa Sefer Torah celebrated by the man who corrected one word in a Torah, which was delayed when an argument broke out about what to do when it was discovered that Hashem Hashem was skipped, which reminds us, a Braisa discusses Hatoa B'Shem, one who makes a mistake by neglecting to write the name of Hashem and records five opinions about what he should do. So once again, the Malamed interrupted his class on who wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah to take the children to Hachnasa Sefer Torah celebrated by a man who corrected one word in a Torah, which was delayed when an argument broke out about what to do when it was discovered that Hashem Hashem was skipped. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazar. Daf Chavav. So the Simmer Daf Chavav is a military coup. So here goes. Even though the Kohanim coup search party coup, that must more on Daf Chavav, military coup. Even though the Kohanim coup search party that went looking for the missing Shiraim of a Mincha came back empty-handed, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if the Shiraim of a Mincha became Tameh, were burned, or were lost before the Komos was offered on the Mizbeach, then according to Rabbi Eliezer's opinion that Zrika of a carbon may be performed even if there's no meat to permit, this Komos may also be offered. But according to Rabbi Yeshua's opinion that Zrika cannot be performed without meat to permit, this Komos cannot be offered. So, even though the Kohanim coup search party that went looking for the missing Shiraim of a Mincha came back empty-handed, they still told the Kohen holding the Kometz in his right hand and not in a Kli that he could be Makdirit, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Shlo b'Kli Sharis Pasul, if the Kometz of a Mincha was not placed in a Kli Sharis for sanctification, it is possible, but Rabbi Shimon validates it. Rabbi Shimon's opinion is explained in three ways, the first one being, the Rabbi Yehuda Bered Rabbi Chia says that a Pasuk describes a Mincha as Kochatas Ka'ashim, like a chattas and like an ashim. This hekesh teaches Bala Ovda B'yad, if he comes to offer it by hand, without a klisharis, Ovda B'yamin kachattas. He offers it with his right hand, like a chattas, whose blood is applied with the right hand. But Kli, if he offers it in a vessel, Ovda B'smol ka'ashim, he can offer it even with his left hand, like an ashim. So, even though the Kohanim coup search party that went looking for the missing Shiraim of a Mincha came back empty-handed, they still told the Kohen holding the Kometz in his right hand and not in a Kli that he could be Makdirit. And if they would have found the Shiraim, it would have been permitted to eat as soon as the fire catches on to the Kometz, which reminds us, Amraim discussed, Kometz me'emesai mati Shiraim ba'achila. When does the Kometz permit the Shiraim in consumption? Rabbi Chanina says, Mishmash lebo sa'ur, from when the fire catches onto the Kometz. Rabbi Yochanan says, Mishatatzis bo sa'ur barubo, from when the fire ignited most of the Kometz. Daf Chav Zayin, so the Simmer Daf Chav Zayin is a kazoo, so here goes. The sounds from the boy playing the Ma'akev song on his kazoo, that must be one Daf Chav Zayin. The sounds from the boy playing the Me'akev song on his kazoo as he blew a small part of the Kometz away from a Kometz Kamitza, which reminds us, the next mission begins a series of Mishnais detailing various parts of mitzvos which Ma'akev each other. This mission discusses components of Menachos, HaKometz Mi'utuma Akmes Rubo. Regarding a Kometz, its small part is essential to its larger part, meaning if any is missing, it's invalid. The same applies to the Isarna flour, the wine of Nesachim, and the Shemen. The flour and Shemen are Ma'ak of each other, and the Kometz and the Lavona are Ma'ak of each other. The Gemara presents drushes for all these laws. So the sounds from the boy playing the Ma'akiv song on his kazoo as he blew a small part of the Kometz away from a Kohen's Kamitza, and from his friend who blew the Zekeli Va'Nevehu tune, holding the Dalad meaning together as an aguda, since it's a mitzvah, which reminds us, the more brings him a focus if the Dalad meaning of Luv must be tied into a bundle. The Rabbanan hold bundling the Dalad meaning is not required, while Reb Yehuda holds it is. But even the Rabbanan agree it's a mitzvah to bundle them, because the Pasuk states, Zekeli Va'Nevehu, this is my God, and I will glorify him. So the sounds from the boy playing the Ma'akiv song on his kazoo, as he blew a small part of the Kometz away from a Kohen's Kamitza, and from his friend who blew the Zekeli Va'Nevehu tune, holding the Dalad meaning together as an aguda, since it's a mitzvah, distracted the Kohen who invalidated the Hazaz of the blood of the Parduma when he forgot to direct them towards the entrance of the Heichal, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a contradiction about the Hazaz of the Paraduma, which were not directed towards the Pesach HaHeichal, whether they are valid or not. Daf Chav Ches, so the Siman Daf Chav Ches is a strong man, Koach. So here goes. At the strong man menorah maker shop, strong man? That must be on Daf Chav Ches, Koach. At the strong man menorah maker shop, where the strong man was busy fashioning a menorah out of a single block of gold with his bare hands, making sure it had seven narrows, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Shiva kini menorah ma'akin ze'ezeh, the seven branches of the menorah are essential to one another, and the seven narrows, the lamps, are essential to one another. A braisa teaches that the menorah was made from eshes, a single block of gold. If it was made from scraps of gold, it's invalid, but if it was made from other materials, it is valid. So at the strong man menorah maker shop, where the strong man was busy fashioning menorah out of a single block of gold with his bare hands, making sure it had seven narrows, one customer was told they don't make menorahs out of tin or lead, which reminds us, Rav Papa Breda Rav Hanin quoted a braisa before Rav Yosef teaching that a menorah made from silver is valid. If it was made out of tin, lead, or a metal alloy, Rebbe says it is valid, while Rav Yosef or Rav Yehuda says it's invalid. If it was made from wood, bones, or glass, all agree it's invalid. So at the strong man menorah maker shop, where the strong man was busy fashioning menorah out of a single block of gold with his bare hands, making sure it had seven narrows, one customer was told they don't make menorahs out of tin or lead, while another customer admired the exquisite design of a finished menorah, which reminds us the Gemara gives over the menorah's design, giving over the number and placement of the gvim, the kaftorim, and the prachim. Daf Chav Tes, so the simon Daf Chav Tes is a cot. So here goes. The young boy who was awoken from his nap on a cot. Cot? That must be on Daf Chav Tes. The young boy who was awoken from his nap on a cot to read a questionable letter in a pair of tefillin, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses deficiencies of a single letter in a mezuzah or tefillin, which are ma'akev, and asking a child who is neither clever, who would figure out the correct reading, nor foolish, who can only read perfectly written letters, to discern if the letter is missing a part. So the young boy who was awoken from his nap on a cot to read a questionable letter in a pair of tefillin was upset that his sleep was disturbed as he was in the middle of a wonderful dream about Rabbi Akiva darshaning the tugging on the letters, which reminds us, the Gemara relates how Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu why he was tying tugging to the osios in the Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows him in the future Rabbi Akiva. So the young boy who was awoken from his nap on a cot to read a questionable letter in a pair of tefillin was upset that his sleep was disturbed as he was in the middle of a wonderful dream about Rabbi Akiva darshaning the tugging on the letters and about Tshuva climbing into the break in the hay that was used to create Olam Hazeh, which reminds us that we learned that the two worlds were created with a yud and a hay, and we learned the reason for the hay's design, the left leg of the hay suspended, so that if one returns in Tshuva, they can bring him back through the opening. All right, so now it's time to cook with a pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do you discuss the components of Menachos, which ma'akev each other? That's on Daf Chav Zayin. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you discuss what the din is if a Tfulyon places his hand into a kli that had two half isarons of a mincha, where one was already tameh from before? That's on Daf Chav Dalet. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you have a contradiction about the Hazaz of the Parduma not directed towards the Pesach HaHeichal, whether they are valid or not? That's on Daf Chav Zayin. Good. Number 4. Which stuff does Gemara bring 5 opinions regarding what one should do if one made a mistake by neglecting to write the name of Hashem in his Sefer Torah? That's on Daf Lamed. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do you discuss the din of tzirif between a lost half Isaron, its replacement, and the original other half that's on daf? Chavdalet. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we distinguish between Tuma Bemezid and Zrika Bemezid? That's on daf? Chafhei. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we discuss the schus of one who purchases, writes, or merely corrects a Sefer Torah? That's on daf? Lamed. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn that the tzitz is maratza for tuma, not for yotze? That's on daf? Chafhei. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we machlokes if Moshe wrote the last 8 psukim of the Torah? That's on daf? Lamed. Great. And number 10. Which daf do we learn that the two worlds were created with the yud and the hay, and the reason for the hay's design? That's on daf? Chavtes. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri, wishing you a great day and great learning.